It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, it's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and it's time for our weekly visit here on KETR. You know, we've been doing this show right at 7 years every week. And I want to remind everyone that you can contact me. I'm not just some voice you hear on the radio, or I know a lot of you read my columns up there in the newspapers. But, you know, I mean, contact me. If you have any outdoor topics or news, or maybe you might want to be a guest, well, I want to be accessible to you. All you have to do really is just go to Catfish Radio. That's my radio website, catfishradio.com. And click on there, and there's a spot that says Contact Luke. You can see my email address. Well, by all means, send me an email. I promise to get right back with you and see what you have on your mind there in the hunting and fishing world. We have an awesome guest today. Scott Dover is the president of the Texas Hog Hunters Association, and he's also a good friend. But Scott and the organization has done a great deal to promote hog hunting. And I think that many of you probably already know about the Texas Hog Hunters Association. They and some really smart lawyers, attorneys, have been battling hard to keep warfarin out of our woods and waters for the past 3 months. And I think they've been really successful. But like I say, I'd like Scott to kind of tell us a little bit about how the organization started and where it is today. Scott, thank you a lot, buddy, for taking a little time to be with us.
Sure, Lou. Good morning.
Good morning to you. It's mighty early. I will remind you, Scott, and all of our listeners that, you know, you can go to KETR.org, click on local programs, and this show will be archived not only for this next week, but forever. So if you miss the show on the air, you know, you can always listen to it at KETR online anytime. Scott, the Texas Hog Hunters Association is an organization, in my way of thinking, is a long time coming. I'm an old time hog hunter in Texas, and I've kid people, I was hunting hogs way before it became cool, because I was raised up in Red River County between the Sulphur and the Red River. And, you know, there was wild hogs on the Sulphur back in the 50s and probably before then. Not a lot, but there were. There were hogs back in that country, and there was hogs in Red River County back in the 50s. I remember that. I remember seeing them on occasion. But the organization, the Texas Hog Hunters Association, you actually kicked that off about a couple of years ago, didn't you?
Yes, sir, that's correct. 2015 is when we kind of officially fired it up.
Well, and see if I'm correct in this. It, you know, there was a steady growth in the beginning, but it, like any new endeavor, it was kind of a, you know, slow but steady. But when the Texas Hog Hunters Association spearheaded the fight against warfarin, the poison to kill hogs, I mean, the interest and the membership and all grew in leaps and bounds after that, right?
Yes, sir, that's correct. You know, we're kind of your textbook definition of a grassroots organization. You know, this started out as, it really on a Facebook, as a Facebook group,
right,
for us to try to share stories and knowledge and learn and help each other become better hunters and various things like that. And it just grew from there, and it grew like a wildfire. And we, within, I think it was right at about a year, we had our first hog fest out in Weatherford, where we invited in out a bunch of the followers, the members, to come out and vendors and set up and just have a big event. And that was pretty successful, even though we had the looming clouds of doom hanging over our head the whole day, but we still had a pretty good turnout. And then, yes, like you said, once we took on this warfarin fight with several others, Wild Boar Meat Company in particular, really put a lot into this thing. We've grown much faster.
You bet. And, you know, a little history on hog hunting in the media. I remember, it's hard to remember the exact date, but probably, I don't know, well over a decade ago, maybe a decade and a half, something like that, the first magazine came out that was devoted strictly to hog hunting. And I was the Texas editor for that, and Texas was then like the spot to come to hunt hogs. Now the Southeast, and hogs are in a lot of places now that they weren't 15 years ago, but are in numbers, I should say. But that magazine, you know, it was formed, and it lasted for several years. It became fairly popular, but for reasons unknown, it didn't last. Then another glossy magazine came out about devoted strictly to hog hunting, and it was around a while. But until now I'm pretty sure I'm correct on this. There has been no magazine devoted to hog hunting, especially about Texas hog hunting. There is now, and Scott, you know, the first week in June, the Sounder, which is a free digital magazine, the Sounder is coming out. And I'm privileged to have worked with you guys, you know, helping get it going and all. It's been a fun endeavor. But now we have a Texas-based magazine that's actually, it's free to anyone, right?
Yes, sir. It's going to be a free digital download. And it's pretty exciting, Luke, you know, for us to be able to bring this out and still focus on what we like to call our, you know, the targeted audience. You know, it's the hunters and the hog hunters in particular, and just having something for us is pretty exciting. And it's really awesome to be able to work with fine folks like yourself on this project. So we're super excited. Cannot wait to get this thing out there for everybody to read. And yes, it's absolutely free for anybody to download and read.
You bet. And it's the magazine of the Texas Hog Hunters Association, named the Sounder. I've enjoyed working with all the folks. There is departments such as night hunting, and that's a whole world in itself, you know, with specialized equipment and techniques and strategies, and bow hunting, which is something I've done a whole lot of through the years. And big bore air rifle segment, which hogs are legal to hunt with big bore air guns. And I've killed probably, 12 or 15 with big bore air guns, big bullets, 350 grain bullets, folks. If you read my columns, you've probably read my accounts of some of those hunts. But yeah, it's going to be good. And you know, the thing about it, now if you pick up a copy of a major outdoor publication, you're going to have an editor probably back in some office back east somewhere that maybe he's been on a hog hunt or two, sponsored by a big ammo company or something. He knows a little bit about it, but by and large, he's probably not going to have the experience that a lot of the writers for this magazine have, because these guys have, for instance, the night hunting, that's written by Daryl, a person that's does a whole bunch of night hunting with all kind of different equipment. Trapping, there's a department on trapping. How much can you learn about trapping? I mean, I do it amateurishly here by my house, you know, catch, I don't know, 3 to 6 hogs a year. Just when I see them in, I've got a little trap. But there's so many different riders that are expert. Maybe they're not expert riders, Scott, but they're expert in their field. They know what they're talking about because they do it all the time. And I've enjoyed working with these folks. They're, they're doing a good job.
Absolutely. And that's another thing about, the Sounder. It brings all of these people that are tied in with Texas Hog Hunters Association and the relationships that we've built over the past couple of years. And, you know, everything just ties in together about what we are about and what we're trying to do. You know, I mean, we support all styles of hog hunting. You know, one thing that was really important to us is that we don't try to, you know, put segments out there. You know, we don't want the dog hunters against the gun hunters and versus the bow hunters and versus the trappers and all of that stuff. I mean, we want to make sure that we're all together and we're all on the same page and we're all really working for one common goal, which is to help folks out and to, you know, try to, I don't know, put a dent in the hog somehow, some way. But, you know, not by using a poison or anything like that. You know, that's not what we're after. We're talking about, you know, hunting
legal means of removing it. Yeah.
Legal traditional means, I guess, would be a better way. Yeah,
exactly. You know, it's kind of ironic. I'm writing a magazine article. I'll wrap it up later today on, kind of the same topic about different, hunting styles and the different. I used to be a muzzleloader hunter for years. I used to be a bow hunter. Somebody, what do you do? Oh, I'm a bow hunter. Well, I'm still a bow hunter. I still hunt with the muzzleloader from time to time. I use big bore air guns. My thing is, it's all fun. It's okay if you want to be a crossbow hunter or a trapper in our context, but I would have missed a lot of fun and a lot of learning experiences if I'd have stuck with that old 30-30 I had back in Red River County when I was a kid and not learned about muzzleloaders or learned about compound bows or crossbows or air guns or, you know, that kind of stuff. So I've had a good buddy of mine who's a outdoor writer, Bob Hood. He used to say, "We better all stick together. We're all in this together." And Bob was a pretty smart old boy, and he made a lot of sense because there's a lot of people out there, Scott, that would love nothing more than to take our lifestyle away, you know?
Absolutely. And that is something, you know, I'd like to touch on. Through this whole process of battling that kaput hog poison and the trips down to Austin and meeting with legislators and, you know, we ended up working, you know, hand in hand and side by side with a lot of different organizations from a lot of different walks of life that most people would not expect. You know, hunters and environmentalists and hunters and animal rights folks all working kind of together to keep this poison out. And, you know, there were some interesting conversations. It was a lot of, you know, we don't really like what you guys do. But after sitting down and having conversations and you know, they understand. They understand why we do what we do. And especially when you put a perspective on there about how we eat this food, how we help others, it put a new light on a lot of them. So that was kind of neat. And, you know, sure, we've got a long way to go and we'll probably still fight other groups out there later on down the road that want to take, you know, our rights away and stuff. But I think we opened up the eyes to several people throughout this whole ordeal. So that would be a good positive.
You bet. Scott, man, I have thoroughly enjoyed having you with us and shedding some light on the Texas Hog Hunters Association. Folks, you can do this. A good way to connect, and I think you'll agree, Scott, is Facebook. Just like the Texas Hog Hunters Association, and later you'll be getting a free magazine, and it'll get you tuned in to all the good stuff going on, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, we'll get you back again before too much longer. We'll talk some more hog hunting, Scott. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. Remember, you can listen to the archive of our shows at ketr.org. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Texas Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, and Catfish Bubblegum.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.